It's Good Friday, April 14th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. For years, the Sudanese Christian Church has encountered church demolitions, property confiscations, and unjust imprisonments at the hands of Sudanese authorities, reports the American Center for Law and Justice. But now, things are getting even worse. The Khartoum Sudan court just dismissed a case that would have prohibited the Sudanese government from demolishing at least 25 churches in that capital city. After demolishing the churches, the Islam-controlled government will sell the land off to the highest bidder. The wisdom of Proverbs warns of such injustices. Do not move an ancient landmark or enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Proverbs 23:10. Sweden's appeals court ruled Wednesday that pro-life nurse Eleanor Grimmark must assist in abortions if she wants to keep her job. Grimmark has been fighting the pro-life battle for 3 years since she was first laid off from a hospital for refusing to kill babies. Abortion was first legalized in Sweden under certain conditions back in 1938 and further liberalized in 1974. Jesus said that the poor will hear the gospel preached to them. Evangelical churches are growing in Brazil's poorest regions, according to a report from Thomas Reuters Foundation. Many of Brazil's 40 million and growing Protestants come from the favela, the slum settlements in the larger cities. A pastor named Antonio said, quote, "The government does not help us, so God is the only option for the poor," unquote. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will trust in the Lord our God." Yesterday, the United States dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb ever used in war on an ISIS facility in Afghanistan. Its official name is Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, or MOAB, but it is nicknamed the Mother of All Bombs. It weighs 10 tons and costs $16 million to produce. President Donald Trump has signed a bill passed by Congress that would allow states to withhold Title X federal funding from abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. The law effectively reverses an order signed by President Barack Obama last year that prohibited such inaction on the part of the states. As I mentioned yesterday, Planned Parenthood has named Hillary Clinton as their champion of the century, and they will present her with the award at the organization's centennial anniversary in New York City on May 2nd. At another Planned Parenthood Awards banquet several years ago, Hillary Clinton spoke very highly of the organization's founder.
"I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision."
Sanger's vision was largely formed around the theory of eugenics and the elimination of what she called, quote, "human weeds," unquote. America's most popular